1 Minute with Mux.
Isn't that how we're starting today's show?
Minute with Mux.
Our friend Beer Mug can use some hair plugs. Minute with Mugs. Our friend Beer Mug does a lot of drugs.
I do.
Minute with Mugs. Our friend Beer Mug, many really bugs. That's why we gave him only 1 freaking minute. Cause if he really sucks, we'll yell, yo, man.
Oop. What the hell?
Hey, what happened there?
I didn't touch anything.
That was a quick minute with Mugs.
Well, see you, Mugs.
All right, see you guys.
Wait, hold on. That was weird.
I didn't touch anything.
Did the board die or something? Or?
I see your computer. It's not even moving.
No, what's I know. That? But you guys, I saw it. I didn't have my hands on anything. Okay.
Was it our dancing that stopped it?
Me. I got two on fuego.
Bugs. That's why we gave him only 1 freaking minute. Because if he really sucks, we'll yell, yo, man, beat it.
God damn it.
1 minute. 1 minute with Mugs.
1 minute. 1 minute with Mugs.
This is my favorite part right here.
Why you call yourself Beer Mug, Daddy? That means you are always on the, like a little baby boy. Mwah, 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 beer. I need a beer. Oh, Beer Mug. Where's my mug? Where's my beer?
That's a good point, Sam.
Oh my God! Are you guys had cookies,
Dave. What are you doing here? It's minute with Mugs, not minute with Dave and his cookies.
I don't care. These milk jar cookies are freaking delicious.
What'd you say? What kind of cookies?
The milk jar.
What?
The milk jar cookies.
Wait.
Hold on. Say it. I'm gonna wait. Don't say anything until Dave can get it out.
Milk jar. I have a chocolate.
Got milk.
I need milk. No, I do have milk.
What's wrong with you? It's the B team. I'm Lightning. We got Omar, DJ Omar Khan, and Dave the King Mexico, and Beer Mug has stopped by because apparently, Mugs, what's the story? You were out at the Rams game. Dave, can you get that cookie down and explain to us what happened?
I need a minute.
Dave needs a minute before a minute with Mugs. Yeah, I went to the Rams playoff game, the wild card game against Dave's Falcons.
Okay.
And I got there probably around, the game started at 5, I got there about 3 o'clock.
Mugs, how many of these Man on the Streets have you done, and since when?
You know, I think Kevin and Bean started sending me out when...
This isn't a Man on the Street.
Yeah.
This is not a Man on the Street.
No,
this is not really Man on the Street. This is just a, hey, you're going to be this there, is, get audio for the show.
Yeah, and then this is Mugs being super sad because the Rams lost.
Yeah.
And so he gets to the game at 3, and he does quite a bit of partying. And then we've all been privy to Sad Mugs.
Yes.
Sad Mugs is very emotional. Did you fall asleep, or were you just drinking the entire time until you picked up the microphone again at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, so the game ended, and continued drinking. We went to a bar in downtown L.A., took the Metro back home, and I don't even remember how I got into my house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. So you were really partying.
Yeah, I mean.
Were you doing shots? What? How many beers?
Shots, beers. At the game, you know, I started drinking at 3. At the game, I must have had about 4 24-ounce beers, so that's.
Oh, whoa. Lord.
Yeah. And then after, yeah, we went to the bar, did shots, more beer.
You're doing this post-game.
Post-game.
And you're super bummed, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Are you drinking
bummed,
the sorrow away? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it was more. Look, I understand, you know, what it's like to be a sports fan, and your outcome is not always going to be the way you want it to be. But this was, yeah, this was a little bit of self-loathing. This was self-loathing. This was Rams loathing and partying at the same time.
Why self-loathing?
You don't want me to get into that.
See, we don't want Sad Mugs on this podcast. So
I like sensitive beer mug.
No, it's not sensitive beer mug. It's sad beer mug. I like sensitive beer mug, but sad beer mug is no bueno.
End up getting back to my house. I don't know. It was probably like 2 in the morning. Passed out on my couch. I remember that much. But then for whatever reason, I kind of like woke up and kind of had like an idea like, oh my gosh, I am so obliterated right now. I have to record myself. I have to do like a little audio log of what's happening right now.
I think I love you right now.
Wait till you hear the audio and then judge.
Okay.
Because the audio is not pretty.
It's not. And so I said, oh, let me do an audio log. Just kind of share with my audio diary of how I'm feeling right now.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Beer Mug. 3 a.m. Sunday. First, how's that Game 7 of the Dodgers losing the World Series?
Wait, hold on, Omar.
Sounds like we slowed it down.
This is fake.
It's not a put on.
There's no way.
And now, yesterday, I was at the Rams playoff game.
You know, in Silence of the Lambs, that Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. It's like at the end of this, Beer Mug is going to go start murdering people, like skinning people alive.
I don't know, though. Omar, you've been this drunk where you can just barely breathe and talk and live and exist.
Yeah,
right?
But at that point, I can't remember. So it doesn't matter because all that is blacked out from my memory.
And you're not recording yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not recording myself.
So, Muggs, hearing this back, do you remember saying any of this into the mic?
I don't remember what I said, but I do remember recording myself. And I also remember, I think it's funny that Omar said that I sound like Buffalo Bill. I was kind of like laying down and my head was like...
Slumped over. Into your chest.
Your head's forward and I'm talking.
You're eating the microphone, right?
It was my iPhone. So that's why I sound...
And the beauty with it, the difference between Muggs and myself is that if I were to discover this on my, I could not delete this fast enough.
I would not want to, you know, I would not give it to anybody.
Right? Yeah. But that's the beauty of Muggs is like, yeah, for the show, he knew it'd be funny, and it is.
God bless him.
And so it continues.
And
wait, do that again.
And
what is that? Is that an end?
Common denominator. And both of those games is that they both lost. And I was at the games.
So you're trying to take credit for the losses there.
I'm never going to any of my sports teams playoffs or championships again.
Muggs, that sounds like leaving Las Vegas stuff. Like, do you need help?
I might. I mean,
it does sound like that's
like a cry for help,
Nick Cage, I'm all alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, that was.
Muggs is fine.
He's fine. Okay.
Look at him today.
So after that, well, do you remember what you did afterwards?
Did you just
fall asleep.
I had to have fallen asleep, and I'm surprised I had the wherewithal to even start the recording and save it afterwards.
Yeah. I've done some things where people were like, oh, no, you're kind of functioning, and then I have no idea what I was doing. Yeah, I have no recollection.
Or sometimes you think you're functioning and you're not.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, I played
like,
it cool.
Dude, you are not fine. Yeah, you dumbass.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for sharing, Muggs.
1 minute with Muggs. 1 minute, 1 minute with Muggs.
How can you not sing along with that, Omar?
Because I'm far away from the microphone.
Okay.
Thank you, Muggs.
Thank you, Muggs.
Thank you. That was brilliant.
Go have a beer.
I don't know. You've been that drunk before. And
I think, Dave,
you wouldn't tape yourself? You really wouldn't?
Oh, hell no, dude. The last thing I'm thinking about when I'm that wasted is, oh, I'm going to tape myself.
Yeah. That's weird. A giver. He's a giver.
Yeah.
You know what he does when he's done giving? Give some more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beer Mug is the best.
So I think now we officially jump into the intro because we're here and
come along
okay.
Now, take a
you said you want to get into it.
Let's get together.
That's head jumping
take a
into
look
it.
Behind the scenes, talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody, grab your Vaseline. The B Team,
yeah.
The B Team, the B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team,
baby.
So we had to jump at a beer mug first because he's got something he had to go to. So
drink some more.
It might have been. He does drink.
Oh, we're going to lose him.
He enjoys, we're going to lose him? What do you mean?
I mean, he's just, he sounds sad.
That was just in the tape, on the tape, but he had been drinking and he was all bummed out. It's fine.
I think he's joyful. He's going through
never,
some stuff.
Have you never been sad drunk?
No.
Oh,
I don't
you've
think
never
I've
been
ever,
sad drunk?
No.
No, I don't think okay. I've ever been sad drunk.
Let's see.
So we all get different ways drunk. Like, I am happy, goofy guy, and then fall asleep guy. Omar, you're angry, get in a
not
fight
anymore.
With the guy at Arby's.
No, not
I,
anymore.
I think
was
also,
that.
Yeah.
It was a Jack Daniels in me.
I think it also
I'm banned from
on
Jack
alcohol.
Daniels. I'm banned from Jack Daniels.
Do you guys
Daniels.
Ever, like, notice how certain alcohol makes you, like you said,
absolutely.
Jack Daniels makes you angry, man.
Like, super angry. Yeah.
Like, Red Bull vodkas used to make me, like, the Hulk. Like, I could do anything and beat up anybody.
But I kind of realized what I was doing wrong, and now I'm still banned from whiskey, but
is this a self-imposed ban, or did your wife say
my
no
wife,
more?
Yeah, it was more the wifey, but it was also, you know, I'm looking out for me too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was just going to be
going to get yourself shot.
But, yeah, I was going to get in trouble. So what happened was Jack and Diet Coke in my late teens to early 20s. That was my drink of
you
choice.
You didn't drink before you're 21.
Oh yes, I did.
I was trying to get you out. Yeah,
and. It was no problem. So what I came to realize is that your metabolism changes dramatically in your late 20s. And that's when I started about 27, 28, started having these blackouts. It wasn't kind of crazy. I would just lose a couple of hours. At first.
Nothing crazy.
A couple of hours?
A couple of hours when you're partying is nothing.
I was thinking moments like, oh, I don't know what happened from getting to a door to a room.
Oh, that's whatever, dude. Really? No.
My blackouts are like, I close my eyes and then I was like, hey, why am I in this room? Like, whoa, what happened? Or where are we at in the
that's
conversation?
That's not a blackout.
Dude,
that's not a blackout.
Oh,
I'm talking blackouts where you started having blackouts. So I started having them pretty regularly, you know, in my late 20s. Sure enough, they started coming every time I would drink. So then it started being concerning because not only would I black out, but the way I was acting when I was in the blackout was not really me. You know, I would turn into somebody else, and it started, you know, affecting my wife. And that was, you know, the game changer. And what I know now, what I wish somebody would have told me is that your metabolism, you don't metabolize your alcohol or anything the same that you did when you were a teen. So, or late in your early 20s, you could drink like a fish and you're all good because you're processing the alcohol. And I also went through this stage in my life when I did my weight loss. So I got down to about 170, 175. And I was so self-conscious
from
about
where?
My body.
From where?
At my heaviest, I was probably 260.
Ooh,
at my
okay.
heaviest. I was so self-conscious about the way I looked. So whenever I would go drinking, I wouldn't have a meal before. And that's drinking 101. But I just wouldn't listen because I cared about, you know, the way I looked way too much. So that, on top of my slow metabolism, is what caused it. Now I know if I'm going to go out and party, I'm going to have a meal. If I'm going to party for an extended amount of time, I'm not drinking hard alcohol. Or if I am, I'm drinking hard alcohol, a glass of water. Hard alcohol, a glass of water. And that's just kind of like, you know, my routine now. And it's made a world of difference because you could party and you don't crash out. You don't get tired. And I don't become that dick who's fighting bums on Hollywood Boulevard.
I mean, as a DJ, as busy as you are, like doing weddings and stuff, people are buying you drinks a lot.
Yeah, you know, but that was kind of like back when I first started, when I was really immature and not really like a professional. Like now I consider myself like a really professional guy. I don't drink at parties whenever I'm DJing. That was just kind of, it was also kind of like, you know, something I would do when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to party. I want to socialize. I want to be able to wake up the next morning and do things. And, you know, I mean, I'm so over it. You know, I'm going to be 40 this year. I don't want another morning where I have to wake up and go like, oh my God, what did
this
I do
sucks.
Last night? Who do I have to apologize to?
You don't want
to
wake up and tape yourself and go,
yeah. So luckily, yeah, that part of my life, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, it's past me. Tell Lightning what we're talking about in the office with weed and mugs.
So we're talking about what topic we're going to talk to Dr. Drew, you know, for the week. And it's, what was it all that we found out a way to get higher quicker is to insert these pills, these marijuana pills up your butt or something like that?
Right, yeah, something to that effect. And Christine was throwing out these topics. And Beer Mug is a guy who won't let Dr. Drew give him a prostate exam because he doesn't want anything near his butthole.
Okay.
He's that guy. He's like, you know, I'll get my prostate checked when I'm dead. Okay?
Well, they're taking it out.
So he says, Christine's like, oh, yeah, you know, they have this thing you put up your butt. And Beer Mug... like, not like he didn't skip a beat. He's like, I'll do it.
I
was like, what? Yeah, anything to get high. And it has to do with me. It's all, he's such a stoner. Beer Mug's such a stoner.
I think he's on a mode right now. He's trying to escape from life.
Maybe.
I think he is.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got us. So that happened, right? I think something happened with a guy named Barney Smith that I don't know about.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Right. Let's try that again.
Turn that up.
So that happened. How did that really go down? We're gonna break it all down. We hope to enlighten. So that happened.
Oh, Barney Smith, Lightning. You're gonna love Barney Smith.
Yeah, I don't know if you know who Barney Smith is.
No.
He's a 96-year-old man out of San Antonio, Texas, who his garage is a museum of toilet seat covers.
Oh, I do know who this is.
Yeah.
I heard the last interview that you guys did with him. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Omar's a huge fan of Barney Smith.
Okay.
Dude, I've spoken with Barney a couple of times now, and he's such a joy to speak with. Bean did a podcast. Bean drove to San Antonio and did a podcast with him, which you can check out on krock.com. But he is a talker, and he's old, so he doesn't exactly hear you. I had to give him my email address, and I'm surprised he even knew what an email was. But like, I have a long-ass email address with my name, and I'm like, D. And he's like, Donald? I'm like, yes. And I'm like, J. And he goes, Puma. I was like, no, J.
Puma.
He was just all over the place. So the
DJ
guy,
Sanchez.
Oh, I didn't even get to a name. And he goes, what's your name? I'm like, Dave. He goes, Dave? I'm like, close enough. Let's do this. Yeah. So the guys are interviewing him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you saying that he goes rambles, and then Kevin Bean can't get a word in edgewise because he doesn't hear them?
No, he's going, and he'll stop if you ask him a question. But for some reason, Kevin, the man who has hung up on Paul McCartney.
And Bono.
Bono. Brooke Shields. Megan Fox.
He won't hang up on Barney, but he'll hang up on the big celebrities.
He won't hang up on Barney.
And it will be sold with the rest of the ones that will be going somewhere. I've got about 12 out there that's got arrowheads on them. I've got about 14 of them that has got Randolph Roadrunners on it. And they just last Saturday, day before yesterday, they came by here and signed this 14th year that they have been by the Toilet Seat Museum. Pooch Parade has been here 19 years.
Just keeps going.
And I've already got their 20th year ready for them to sign it in April. I think it's April, the last Saturday in April of 18.
Listen to Bean.
They will be coming by and sign the plaque that I've got for the 20th year.
You sound like the busiest human being on the planet.
100%.
Well, I've got a lot for them to look at.
Yes,
I've got a lot of, in fact, the...
Okay.
All
right. Barney, we love you. We're happy you're doing well.
Did they turn him down right there, Omar?
Good luck with the book, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you soon, my friend,
Thank you so much. Come and see me, all of you there, out there at the station, and even give me a toilet seat there to where that I can put your call letters on it, and everybody that comes to see me from that station, in fact, you can even pass it around and get their signatures on the lid of the toilet seat take a screwdriver and take the hinge off send me just the lid with all the names on it and your letter that I'll be putting on the back of it your call letters of the whatever station it is there on that.
That sounds perfect, Barney.
Yes, sir. That's
exactly.
Right.
Hey, listen to that.
All right, Barney.
All righty.
I'm glad to get to talk to you.
We're glad to talk to you, too.
You too.
And I
Bye-bye.
Hope that everything goes well. And tell everybody that's listening to you to look at my website.
Won't stop.
Look at my Facebook. Okay. And buy one of my books. And
yes,
come
sir.
And see me.
Sure will. All right. Thank you, Bertie.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Alrighty.
Thank you for calling.
You're okay. welcome.
You Bye-bye. Have a good day now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye
now.
Oh.
He's exhausted.
I love him so much.
He's 96 and he's exhausted.
I
need a nap.
He's the extreme opposite of Ed the taxidermist.
I don't know who that is.
Do you mean, okay, do you remember, guys, when we went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to get a Christmas tree back in the 90s? And the guy who lived there was named Ed, and he was a taxidermist. And we used to talk to Ed. I think Omar was, what year did you start, Omar?
About 2000.
No, oh, okay. It was definitely before you.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
So we used to just open up a phone book and call whoever, and I don't know how we called Ed. I think we were looking for a Christmas tree in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, because we wanted to get a tree there. And we just called a taxidermist, and it was Ed. And this guy spoke super, super slowly, and he didn't want to give us the time of day. And because he didn't want to share anything with us, we just kept prying and prying and prying, and he wouldn't give us like one word answers.
Right.
This Barney is the exact opposite.
Yeah, Barney. Barney's awesome. Like, you don't want to hang up on Barney.
No.
You know what I mean? So I think Kevin made the right call.
How many times do you hear Bingo? Okay.
No, yeah. Uh-huh. But I think that was them being funny. You know what I mean?
No, that was Bean like
that's
over
Bean,
trying to
yeah,
get out.
That's Bean trying to
let's
shut
wrap.
Him up.
Let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So that happened.
I am. So that happened. So that happened. You sold me on that last thing, Omar, like you were really, really excited to play it. And then I see you not that excited about Barney.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're like, yeah, so that happened.
So that happened. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Say it with some excitement.
Well, that's so that happened.
There you go.
All right. There
I'll
go.
Use that.
Can we do some inbox? Ooh, baby, baby, we're going to check the inbox. Baby, baby, we're not talking fart box. Baby, baby, we're not talking cat's box. Baby, baby, we're going to check the inbox. This one's coming from Mrs. Deanda. I finally caught up on all the podcasts. Great work. I guess some people are out there binge listening, which is crazy. They're finding out about the B-Team, and they're going back from episode one and listening all the way forward.
That's awesome.
I'd love to. Yeah, it's super awesome. And if you're listening on iTunes, give us a good rating.
Make better choices in your life,
well, that
people.
Too.
Don't
yeah.
binge.
That too. You can listen to TED Talks or Joe Rogan or something. I'd love to hear Celebrity Refrigerator and a call to QVC for Lisa May's gifts. We should do both of those. I have a lot of celebrity refrigerators.
We already did. We did the Tommy Lasorda one.
We did.
No, yeah. We played it on Best Of.
Oh, that's right. We didn't do that.
I played it on Best Of.
No, but we did it on this podcast.
I don't think so, Omar.
I don't think so.
Yes, we did, you dickheads. When? You guys have really terrible memories. I'm the one that has all kinds of blackouts, and you guys can't remember the bits we did on this show?
What did we play? Which one?
I bet you $1 that we did it.
I'll bet you $1,000.
Okay. I don't want to bet $1,000.
Because it was his birthday, and I was like, oh, and then I was going through this thing. I'll pull it up right now.
No, just
was that when I was dead?
Who was
you
it?
Might have been. Oh, it might have been the one where you weren't here. It was when, yeah, it was Bean making fun of his Slim Fast and, hey, that's not
it.
Working. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
And I didn't listen to Best Of, so yeah, that's it.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah, it was very, very funny. Yeah. But they did people like Phyllis Diller. They went to Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, we need to dig those up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that and...
Do we have those?
We do.
We do? Okay.
Yeah, I definitely do. This one's coming from Chris. At the end of the last B-Team podcast, I heard Stupid Dave say that he had to go out and finish the Kevin and Bean podcast. And that got me thinking, what exactly goes into putting together the Kevin and Bean podcast? Oh, my God. It's Sam, the skinny Armenian comedian, what? Just walked in the door.
Oh,
sorry, Chris, can't finish your email. Yeah. What? This is a delightful surprise.
Guys, you got to ask him about his new workout routine with his red
shirt. That's why he's here.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's why he's
here.
Did he show you,
Max? Oh, he told you. Sold.
Dave, yeah. Omar, is it my birthday today?
Why the
gift?
I don't know.
You're going to get a lap dance from Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Any day, any time.
Hey, Sam, why are you in the corner?
Come on over here.
Sam? Are you stoned, Sam?
Here, come over on this side. Sam.
Come here. Come around here on this microphone.
We can't hear you. Come on. Over here. Talking on Omar's microphone. Why is your hat all messed up?
What up, man?
Did you check my Afro machine?
Oh, yeah. I always delete your messages when we get them.
So I'm wasting my time?
You're wasting your time.
No, you are not.
Unless you're going to tell a joke. There's only so many times you could call in and just play the recorder. That's all he does. He literally, I'm not kidding you. Every weekend he calls about 10 times and it's just him playing the recorder.
That's his order. Well, I did
tell a joke, dude. Tell a joke.
No, Omar, in his defense, I did ask him to play songs for you.
Oh, well, that's all he does.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he's called
Mr.
Sam,
let's kick things off. Let's kick 2018 off with a joke.
What Donald Trump said to Barack Obama, you're making louder from Medicare, so you better pay for the wall. Ha, 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 ha.
I think that included an impression. Was that a Donald Trump impression?
You're on fire, Sam.
Yeah. Why are you wearing a Cerritos Mitsubishi hat, by the way? Is that what you're working? Is that where you're working?
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, it's a Pacquiao hat. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
hey, guys, should I Instagram live?
As a matter of fact, my wife is the hairstylist for Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. You lost a tooth since I saw you last, too. The bottom right one. Yeah. What happened?
I was trying to eat Armenian cookie. It was left in my car or seat, and I grabbed it, and I tried to scrape it. There goes my teeth.
No kidding. Yeah. So no insurance or what? Like you didn't... Why?
No, I'm about to go to the
dentist.
You know, dentist to take care of all this, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the torture on my gums and pulling out and put another tooth.
But you know,
braces.
That could lead to your teeth is a serious issue. If you don't take care of that, it could lead to bigger issues.
You could die, dude.
He's not kidding.
No, that's serious. Yeah.
Smile for a second for me, Sam. Your gums are black, bro. That's not good.
Yeah, go get that checked
out. Yeah, just from smoking is what you guys just missed here. He made a smoking motion. Look at that bag of weed. Oh, my Lord.
How old is that bag, by the way? What the hell
is
going on here?
This is a Ziploc bag.
Are you kidding me?
This is a Ziploc bag, a medium size, bigger than a sandwich bag.
That is terrible.
And he's got his pipe in this, his glass pipe he just took out. He removed from the bag here. And Sam is putting it to his lips, and then he's putting it in his nose. Don't put it in your nose.
By the way, I'm Instagramming live this right now.
I do.
What's that, Dave?
I'm Instagramming live from Kevin and Bean right now.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Don't smoke in here. Absolutely do not smoke in here.
Not smoke in here.
No. No, what I do is I go like this.
No.
One hit's not going to hurt.
No. I don't want this alarm going off.
Do it, Sam.
No, Omar, don't get us in trouble.
Sam.
I will throw you out.
Do it, Sam. Yeah. Do it, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Sam, why are you here? Why are you here?
The main reason is for me to show about chair exercises that I've been using to crack my bones and when I get... You know,
why are you cracking your balls?
It is good to crack your bone, your muscles.
Bones. I thought you said balls.
No, bones.
Oh.
And then I just twist my neck and shoulder and arm. It is so energize you and relax you. And then especially when you're stoned, you just get on the move and do it.
So wait a minute. What's really relaxing you? Is it getting stoned or is it the bones cracking?
Getting stoned.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So what's the bone cracking for?
It's my exercise. You know, I'm 67 years old. If I sit down frozen, I have to energize. And then whatever I collect from the commercials, yoga and tai chi, and all this exercise make everybody good. So that's what I do, you know?
Okay.
And as a matter of fact,
you do
I
yoga
have
and tai
a
chi.
Show coming up this Friday, coming up right here.
Okay. He's handing us business cards now for Rosalind's Ethiopian restaurant.
This is my city that I'm going to live it and play on the air on the Afro machine sometime.
Hey, let's show us the exercise.
This is a plastic deck chair.
It's an Aradon. I think it's a specific chair. It's an Aradon chair.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. We gotta get you.
Hold on. I gotta move the mic so people can hear you. Okay, say what?
This is my exercise. Okay?
All right, so you're moving your feet, your ankles, and you're pulling your knees up.
Are you getting this like?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Look at my belly. This is
Sam, that's really not working out anything.
So Sam is doing these weird kind of crunches using the. This lawn chair.
Sam, this is the funniest you've been
in
years.
It's like you're running in place in the chair.
You know what we're witnessing right now, Omar?
Okay, right
this is a new video. This is a workout video.
Oh, yeah.
Are you seeing this happening?
Oh, yeah. This is the beginning of a workout video.
And then when you do like this, and I all want you all to try what I did. And
that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Better than you felt, because you're going to have a buzz feeling coming to you.
But is the buzz feeling the workout or the pot?
I'm telling you, it's like a sandwich on a pie. Both ways.
Sandwich on a pie.
First you get started.
On a sandwich on a pie out. Sounds awful. Why would you want to stick a sandwich on a pie?
What do you call this exercise right now that you're doing where you're lifting your knees towards your belly in a very unproductive way? What is that called?
It calls energize yourself.
Energize yourself?
Yes.
Okay, energize yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Do it. Do it. Okay.
Yeah, this is not... That's just getting out of a chair. That's not really exercise.
That's not even...
Oh, you think so, huh? Come and try it.
Oh, he called you out.
Oh, the challenge.
Okay. Let's go, Light.
All right, watch out for my headphones.
I want you to do the same thing that I do.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You were doing like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I have to say, Sam has better form. Right now? Sam's form is way better than yours.
Then I twist like this, and I twist like this.
Yeah.
Twist like this.
Yeah.
Twist
Omar,
like
how's this going?
This is the best thing ever. Are you kidding? This is all I care about.
I don't get it.
We have to do a workout video with Sam now. Absolutely.
For sure.
Sam.
What, don't you feel anything?
I feel stupid. Are you going to sell this workout?
Yes.
You are.
I do want to talk to you about somebody that hired you. I saw on Facebook. You got hired recently to do a private party.
Oh, yeah.
Come on up and talk into the microphone.
They had a blast.
Who was this guy?
His name is...
Step up to the microphone.
Garden.
All the way up to the microphone.
Garden? His name's Garden?
Is he your
Garden.
Friend? Or
like Savage Garden?
No, I did his engagement party 14 years ago in Glendale.
Glendale?
Yes. And now... And also, Kim Kardashian is trying to be the mayor of Glendale. So I want to be the mayor also. I want to compete her.
You want to be a mayor of Glendale?
Yeah. You heard it here first.
What?
Exclusive!
And guess what? And guess what? I have a lot of elderly people that I go over there play backgammon. I'm the champion backgammon player. Let me show you the set.
When's this the election happening? Oh, that's all I care about now.
The election for mayor. Yeah. So how do we elect you mayor?
Yeah, when's that?
I'm already printing T-shirts.
Yeah. We got to make that happen.
Woo!
Sam for mayor.
Sam
we
for mayor for Glendale.
We have to
wait,
go
do you have to live in Glendale?
To the city hall.
I don't think you have to. Oh, yeah, you probably do need to
when's
live
the,
in
the
city
election,
to
Sam?
Vote.
I don't know.
That's
but,
what I love about Sam. I knew he wouldn't know.
We have to go in the crew of city hall.
Okay.
And then put my... You
okay.
know, votation. You
do that. How many? Do we need a certain amount of signatures?
Omar, we have to put in his
votation.
Votation?
Okay. How many signatures do you need?
K-Rock listeners, help me out here.
Oh, that's what we're trying to do, dickhead. Yeah. I'm asking you how many signatures. You need to go find out all this information.
That was the
okay.
most concise
ever. A little bit of legwork, and then you will be the next mayor of Glendale.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want to do the rights of the Armenians to go to... anywhere they want, and then the rights of the jobs, the rights of all this technology that we have, I want to put it up front to show the people how we are professionals, like me.
What? I don't... Are
Sam,
you? Are
Sam,
you?
Sam, 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 Sam. All right, Glendale, that's your next mayor. That's your next mayor of right there.
Vote for Sam.
Vote for Sam. All right, Sam.
And guess what? I want to give all my phone numbers so you can text me like last time. I got a bunch of texts.
Did you enjoy it? Absolutely. Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Give it out nice and clear.
You have a new number, right?
Yeah.
A new number. Okay.
Oh, new number. New number. Okay, okay.
Write down. Get your pen and paper.
Hold on.
Area code 1-747-234-8340.
Wait, one more time.
Area code 747.
747.
234-8340.
8340.
Yeah. Now I'm going to tell in Armenian, so Armenians, then they don't know how to speak.
What?
English.
You can't insult the people that
no,
you
I
want.
No, I think he means for people who don't understand English.
Okay.
I speak Sam.
Nek yotu chos yota yergu yerek chos utu yerek chos zero.
All right,
chorizo.
Perfect.
Right on.
And you like
and in
you,
Spanish.
Spanish. You like people calling you at around what time?
Midnight.
Anytime.
1 a.m.
Wake me up and make me dream up anytime. And in Spanish.
And then you'll tell them a joke.
And
right?
in Spanish.
Okay.
Uno, siete, cuatro, siete, dos, tres, cuatro, ocho, tres, cuatro, zero.
Look at that. Look at that.
Some straight Spanish right there.
Love it.
Mayor,
then,
mayor, 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 mayor.
All right.
That's amazing.
All right, all right, well, Sam. Well, thank you for coming by, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, let me get your lawn chair.
Sam applauded for himself.
Yeah. Actually, we'll worry about the lawn chair later. So do we? I don't know how to recover from Sam there. That
all
was
right,
amazing.
We were in the middle of
email. Can
of
I skip email. To another
yeah,
one?
Let's just start all over from that email. Something about the podcast.
Yeah, there was. You know, the guy Chris just wanted to bust you on putting the podcast up late.
Oh, for me doing recording this podcast,
no,
and putting it up late.
The Kevin and Bean podcast.
That day.
In general.
In general, it's up by 10:15. Suck it, Chris.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. Chris, sorry. This one's coming from Kevin, and he says, "I know Bean was born in England, but does he really have no memory of his childhood? Is there an explanation for this? Do you guys ever mock him for his British roots? And how are his teeth?"
Yeah, Bean used to be a huge drinker, and he used to just drink Jack Daniel's straight, so he blacked out a lot of his childhood. That's what happened.
That was you.
Oh, my bad.
That was you.
No, but on the real, didn't he get into a car accident when he was a kid?
Yes.
And it kind something of, like yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think that's why he doesn't remember it.
He doesn't remember his, I'm going to say it's like age 5 through 15, somewhere in there, 5 through 14, right? But he was born in England, and I think he is an English citizen.
He is.
And his teeth are perfect, pearly white and in great shape. I happen to know because I saw him smile recently.
And you gave him a kiss.
Josh in Whittier writes, "I remember back sometime in the mid-90s, you guys had a guy on that did Scottish accents. It was about the same time that Jimmy was on the show, but it wasn't Jimmy. I think he was a producer or something. Can you revisit some of his work, Jose in Whittier?" Well, funny that you ask. That guy was Cortland Cox, one of our producers here on the show, and I want to play a little piece of audio.
Now, let me just say that we have excellent news for you ladies. For you ladies who are turned on by Scotsmen, there is a phone line that we can call.
There's a 900 number.
A 900 number.
Yeah. Scottish?
Yeah.
900 number?
Yeah, let me dial it. Hold on. And don't play your stupid...
I'm not going to.
All right, let me dial it.
I'm fine. It's 900... What's the... 900 Great Scott, do you know the number? I don't even know what the
Great
number
Scott.
Is.
Great Scott.
Numbers, I don't know what it's spelled.
Okay. Because I'm sure it means something wacky.
They have 900 numbers for everything.
No, they really do. If you ever look at the men's magazines, and I know you do, Lisa.
All the time.
They really do have specialties. Let me kill the music here so we can hear.
This is one of the specialties.
Whatever it is you get turned on by, they got a number for it.
So ladies that love the Scottish accent, this is for you.
Hello, and thank you for calling 1-900-HOT-SCOTT. The only place you can receive real one-to-one hot Celtic action from burly men in kilts who know how to party.
Oh, wow.
In order to help us personalize your fantasy, please select from the following scenario.
All right.
To hear a Scotsman in a medieval fantasy scenario, press 1 now.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Aye there, fellow Aussie. Our time together is short, but I must await a battle. Nay, but I cannot leave you now. Before I go, I must spend one last night in your arms. Now, love, mount my trusty steed so we might ride together into the night. Aye. Alas, take care whilst you mount. Trod gently around my broadsword, lest you may taste the sweet sting of its steely blade.
Oh, my.
Help me sheathe it, milady, for to guide my sword's weight and massive girth into the soft leather pouch requires both a man's strength and a maiden's gentle caress.
He's aye, good.
Love, that's absolutely fantastic. Now that its full length is buried.
Easy.
Hide. To hear a Scotsman in a house cleaning scenario, press 2 now.
House cleaning?
That'd be different.
I think that guy was on that Fox show Roar, by the way. That guy we just listened to. All right, house cleaning.
Aye, lassie. That's a mighty lovely and mighty deep carpet you've got there. And it looks as though it's been a while since it's had a good deep cleaning. But to be sure, first I'll need to run my fingers through its rich shag.
Oh, God.
Just as I thought. I'll start by working it over with a good high suction vacuum cleaning reservoir and then on to a deep cleaning shampoo. Oh, no. My hose is tangled up. Please assist me by grabbing my hose and pulling it. Oh, that's magic. Now let me just slip the hose into the attachment here. Brilliant.
That's a theme.
A nice, snug fit. Next, we'll get on to polishing your gorgeous brass doorknob.
Okay, there you go.
Return to the main menu. Press 1 now.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be very successful.
I'm exhausted.
The ladies love the Scotsman. I don't know what it is.
So that was Courtland Cox, producer on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I want to say in the 95, 6, 7, something.
The best producer, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so.
He was
probably the best. I think, Omar, you have two producers, one former and one current, sitting in the office with you right now. Yeah, thanks, Dick. All right, time for our new segment. Omar, let me hear the intro for Who Dat.
Who Dat, Who Dat. Who Dat, Dat, Dat. Come on. Who Dat, Who Dat. Who Dat, Dat, Dat. Who Dat, Who Dat. Who Dat, Dat, Dat.
Man. Love it.
A little Tribe Called Quest action.
Yeah. There you go. I think on the line, do we have Courtland Cox?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Good. Awesome. So, Courtland, you have Omar, DJ Omar Khan in the studio from the Kevin and Bean Show, myself, Lightning, and Dave the King of Mexico, current producer of the morning show. Cordy, what's up, dude?
Wow. It's three guys who have a job that I had or used to have a job that I had or something. I feel bad for all of you.
You so feel our pain, man.
I know your pain in a way that very few know your pain. So
what years, Cordy? We all call him Cordy, by the way. What years were you producer?
I started there, I believe, and I'm old, so my memory is fading a little bit. But I believe I started there in 1995. And I was there through 1997 when Kevin Weatherly then decided to can me. So that was a good 2-year run.
Okay.
Some would say those are the best 2 years.
But you had some Jimmy Kimmel in there, right? You had Adam as Mr. Burcham.
That's right. Well, that's actually how I got how I even got involved in K-Rock is because I was living with Adam Carolla at the time. In fact, I was living with Adam Carolla and Ralph Garman at the time. So the three of us all shared a house together.
Oh, wow. Were you just banging chicks left and right?
Neither Adam nor I were doing that, but I will...
it was all Ralph, huh?
Ralph was a bartender and a comedian, the whole thing. What was that house like?
It smelled like a bar at about 3:30 a.m. when they're cleaning the mats off. It was a lot of old beer. But no, I mean, we used to joke because we were living in La Crescenta, and it was, you know, it was a decent house for three guys that didn't really have a lot of money. And we had a big picture window that looked out onto the swimming pool in the backyard. And so, like every Sunday morning, Adam and I would get up and make coffee, and Adam would be wearing a bathrobe trying to suppress his erection. And we would stand in the kitchen, and we would look out, and then in the pool, there would always be like some ridiculously hot woman floating on a raft with Ralph, and they had like a half a bottle of Jack Daniels and a Bloody Mary in a solo cup. And we would just look. We would look out there and just look at treasure Ralph had brought home from the bar.
Wow. I mean, you're like, why not us? Why not us?
Right? Yeah, there was a different era then.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Were there ever people you're like, whoa, you were drinking a lot last night?
I will say Ralph always had good taste. He's got a lot of game. I think we know that about Ralph.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you get the gig? I can't recall.
Okay, so I was living, Adam and I were living together, and Ralph was there, and Adam and I had been doing sketch comedy with Ralph at a place called Acme Comedy Theater. And so Adam started doing Mr. Burcham on K-Rock, and then he started doing the Mr. Burcham character for like a syndicated version of that for Premier Radio Networks. And so I would kind of help Adam write Mr. Burcham characters and write. He had another character called Dingo Boy that he used to do. Dingo Boy. And so I would kind of help Adam write those. And at that time, he was, hanging out with Jimmy. And so Jimmy got to know me. And at that time, Frank, who was obviously the morning show producer before I got there.
Frank Murphy
had left. And Adam's like, you know, Cordy, they are looking for another guy to come in there and help out on the morning show. You should go in there and meet those guys and do that. And at the time, I'd done a little bit of college radio, but I didn't know anything about radio. And I was like, sure, I can do that, I guess. And so I went in and met Kevin and Bean and met you, Lightning. And I think Lightning probably looked at me like, why is this idiot coming in here? I should probably just do the job myself. And
what
so,
was your impression? No. What was your impression of Lightning? It was just that?
No, listen, I yes.
Straight up, though. No. I wasn't a dick, was I?
No, you are not a dick at all. Okay. In fact, and it's not just because I'm talking to you right now. Like, but the truth of the matter is, like, I didn't know. I honestly didn't know what the hell I was doing in there. Like, I was kind of, I was producing the show, and
neither did Kevin and Bean.
No, they did not. So it was fine. It was the blind leading the blind. But Lightning, you were great because honestly, I kept looking at Lightning like, this is a guy that knows what he's doing. Because Lightning was.
Oh, man. man.
He was doing everything in there, and I'm just you know, writing dumb comedy bits and fart jokes and trying to book talent, and Lightning was the guy that actually knew what was going on. So I'm forever indebted to Lightning for kind of keeping that boat afloat while I was in there. So
I
honestly mean that. No, Lightning was great. Great to work with.
Cool.
Before you came on, Cordy, we played a piece of you doing Scottish Guy. And how did Scottish Guy become a thing?
Well, okay, so I had spent a lot of time in Scotland in my youth and had sort of had used to, you know, do this Scottish accent with my Scottish friends, and they would laugh at me and tell me how terrible it was. And then what happened is Kevin and Bean, and this was after the O.J. trial. I mean, the O.J. trial basically wrapped up in 95, I want to say.
Yeah, around there.
Shortly after that, all of the transcripts of the trial were sort of released into the public sphere. And I know that there was a thing where Kevin and Bean wanted to sort of take some of the highlights of the O.J. trial and kind of do like we're going to do a dramatic recreation, obviously years before the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, like, well, it'd be fun to do that. And then we thought, well, somebody should play O.J., but it's a weird sensitive thing because you can't, you know, we're a bunch of white guys,
right?
And you can't do O.J. Simpson with, you know, you can't adopt an insensitive racist dialect. So I said,
right.
Well, what if I just do O.J. Simpson as this crazy loud Scott?
We actually played some of that, Cordy, on a previous podcast. We played some of that transcript. It was pretty funny.
I don't know. People responded to that, and it was ridiculous. Like, just remember at the time thinking, like, this is ridiculous. People, and you guys know this about radio. You're doing it. You're in the studio. You're doing it. And I'm thinking to myself, people are absolutely hating this. People are thinking this is the dumbest thing ever. And more people came up to me after that and were like, that was so funny when you did Scottish O.J. I was like, okay. I thought it was ridiculous. But
that's great.
I guess it's my only legacy. It's the only thing I have to show for my time at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Was that idea baked at the Talleyrand? And what do you remember of the Talleyrand?
Well, something or somebody was baked at the Talleyrand for sure. But we, that was kind of a creative hotbed, as you know, Lightning, is the post show Talleyrand corned beef and eggs meeting to talk about it. I think it was at the Talleyrand.
So the Talleyrand, for those of you that don't know, is a restaurant in Burbank that's, by default, it has a lot of older folk going there. It's right across the street, I think, from like an old folks home. So you got a lot of blue hairs and stuff and bouffant dudes. And we would go there every day after the show and bake ideas. It was a way to get out. And I think that's – I do kind of remember you doing the Scottish guy, like ordering in that Scottish accent.
I think I did. I think that's probably right. Because I think, you know, I would say, like, I can do this, and Kevin and Bean would laugh and assume that I was lying, and then I would do it. And then they would laugh, and then ideas are born that way. And I honestly feel like many things at that time, I think Jimmy Kimmel was probably the guy that – kind of said, hey, we should do this O.J. trial and we should do it in a funny way. And it just sort of, you know, it's like radio was at that time. You just come up with a half-baked idea and then it shows up on the air the next day and then it runs for 3 weeks and then Kevin tells you that it's terrible and then it ends.
I think that was also the beginning of the food rules, the men's food rules. You know how you have to order at a restaurant, and you lost the food rules. You broke all the men, the food rules. You guys, Dave, Omar, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, where you can't order the same
item on the menu.
Same item as if someone else orders it first.
Unless it's the special. If it's the special, then you can multiple people can order it, but you can't order, you know, you have to trump each person. And Corlin ordered the same thing as Jimmy Kimmel one day, like a turkey melt or something.
I think that's right, yeah.
And so Corlin never lived that down. They had to go on the air and lambast him for ordering the same thing as Jimmy.
Corlin, who was the dick?
Oh, that's a good question. Who was the dick? It's funny to, like, I guess really technically Bean is the dick, but only in the best way. Like I feel like nobody was a dick. I think that was kind of the cool thing about that time, is that everybody was kind of funny and everybody was kind of would listen to ideas and things would come to fruition and everybody would kind of support it until they didn't support it and then everyone was a dick.
And then you guys were kind of over it and you knew it was time to move on to something else.
Yeah, that's right. It was like a group dick. It was like it was a group think. Everyone became a dick and then you'd move on. So,
got it.
But honestly, it's like I can't put my finger on like one person that was just a dick all the time. Lightning.
No. I appreciate that. Well, do you have any fond memories of those couple of years that you were working here?
I mean, I have a lot of fond memories.
any standouts?
Well, you know, it's funny because it's like when you think about those years. I mean, just being in the building with someone like Jimmy Kimmel, who's just like the guy's an idea machine. He's the hardest working guy I was ever around. He was a guy that really just built everyone up, and you know, you'd come to him with an idea, and he never made you feel like an idiot for any idea you had. He would sort of laugh at you and say like, "Okay, try again." But I mean, that was great just being in that, you know, just sitting in a room with Jimmy and Adam. And
but admittedly, though, we didn't know what was going to happen with Jimmy and Adam, right? I mean, we knew that they were talented.
Right? No, of course not. And when Jimmy left to do the Man Show, and I remember Win Ben Stein's Money. And I remember thinking at the time, like, well, that guy's what an idiot that guy is. He's leaving to do a cable television show when he's on the number one morning show in L.A. But, I mean, I loved going on the air there. At the time for me, it was such a thrill. I was always a performer and had done sketch comedy, and I was, you know, I'd write these stupid sketch comedy bits for my sketch comedy theater, and 26 people would come out on a Saturday to see it, and you'd kill yourself to do it. And then you'd go on the air with one bit at the Kevin and Bean show that you'd written 45 seconds before that, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people would hear it and send emails, and I was like, talk about a game changer.
Yeah, that's the beauty of radio. You know, you almost get instant feedback for what you're doing. That's
absolutely
amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
No, it's incredible. Yeah. So, and just to be, I mean, honestly, not to wax nostalgic, but just to be part of something like the Kevin and Bean show at K-Rock at that time.
Yeah, Kevin Bean when they were good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, everyone who has worked here has gone on to bigger, better things. What are you up to now?
Not everyone, Dave. Not everyone.
Only the ones you guys are talking to. Probably. Yeah. Well, you know, for the last 12 years, I've been working as a TV producer, and for the last 6 years, I've been the executive producer of two shows on Bravo called Below Deck.
Oh, you do Below Deck?
Yes.
Are you on the boat?
I am on the boat all the time.
Dude, I binge watched. I didn't know what it was, and I just caught it, and I like binged watched like so many episodes in one weekend. It was crazy.
Well, you're very kind. Yeah, that's. I mean, I basically co-created the show with another guy named Mark Cronin, and he and I developed the show and sold it.
I hate those goddamn people on that show. Hey, I'm gonna punch them on the face.
If one of the guests ever drops out and you need like an extra, I'll gladly take some days off and fly to the Mediterranean and cause some havoc.
It happens all the time. We do it. Yeah, I mean, so I do that. I do that two times a year. So 14 weeks a year, wow. I am in an exotic location on a mega yacht with a lot of crazy people. And
crazy.
Yeah, the guests are crazy. The people that work on the boat are actually not crazy. They're all very competent people that do.
Oh yeah, no,
stuff.
I'm talking about the guests. Yeah, those guests are just
they're bananas.
Insane.
They're rich maniacs.
Yeah.
So I do that, and then when I'm not filming, I'm in the edit bays, sitting with the editors and making episodes of television. It's been nonstop for 6 years, and we're about to film our ninth season of that.
Wow,
show,
that's awesome.
That's awesome. Congrats on that.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. That's cool.
It's not bad. And cool. It's one of the only shows on Bravo that I think men watch. So.
Well, dude, Corlin, thank you very much for catching up with us. Really appreciate
it. Guys, I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys went to the Wikipedia entry and realized that I actually worked on the show.
That was me. It was a couple shows ago. I said, they have Scottish Guy and Corlin. And they both looked at me and go, who? And I said, we need to have Corlin on. Yeah.
All right, Lightning.
Well, you know how to. No, I know how it came about. Is one of the bits that we played ended with cassava melons, and that was your punchline to every phoner. When you do the fake 900 number or 800, like press one for such and such, the last entry always was press 5 for cassava melons.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny.
I don't even know what a cassava melon is to this day. I have no idea. It just sounded
it's
funny.
A melon made out of cassavas.
For the region of cassava. Get it right, dude.
All right, you're the best, Cordy. Have fun with TV.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And all that success and junk.
it's hard work, but not as hard work as you guys are having to sit in a room with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks,
right.
Man.
I appreciate it, guys.
Have a good one, man.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
So that was our new segment, Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat? 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 Come on. Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat? 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 Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat? Dat? Dat?
I give that an 8. I give that an 8.
Oh, thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was
thanks.
Good.
Thanks.
I'm gonna go 8.5, almost a 9. Yeah, I really, really like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna raise you 8.75.
Wow.
Wait, no, I don't know.
What's wrong with you in decimals? can we do a member this? Do we have
member? Member this.
I'm on it.
As I start talking, you're cutting me off with the intro.
Nice
every
and
time.
Tight, man. Nice
I
and tight.
So.
You gotta keep it tight.
Dave, Omar, the year is 2005. We're in Florida doing a remote broadcast. Why, Dave? Was it VMAs?
It was the
or
VMAs. Yeah.
VMAs. So, Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, one of the 5 deadliest storms to ever touch down in the United States, was just starting to go in southern Florida. And we were there and we were like, I guess the guys were upset with the lame coverage. Let's hit the tape.
So we sent out lightning with a tape recorder to ask people what they were doing out there.
Got them up dressed like the Gordon Fisherman. He had one of those slickers on That's with right. the big hat.
I'm great. A 200-pound yellow, you know, bright yellow banana.
200, please.
What was it like when you first were able to force open the hotel doors to be able to get outside and even go looking for interview victims?
It was wild because the wind was going by so quickly, it was almost like suction. I'm pulled outside, and then the first thing I notice is like, as Ralph said, the rain was going perfectly horizontally. And it was immediately in my eyes. And it was like a sandstorm.
Awesome. Were there a lot of people out on the street down here in Miami Beach? Did you have trouble finding people to interview?
Well, it took me about just under an hour to retrieve the people that you'll speak here. Because there was no one out there but my stupid ass.
You interviewed yourself.
What are you doing out here? I don't know. I should be inside. Why aren't you inside?
I like backpacks. Yeah. All right, but Lightning did file this report from the middle of Hurricane Katrina.
Keeping in mind, it was his idea.
Lightning reporting from Miami, Florida, just off Collins Avenue. This sucks ass. Oh, I can't see. This is like a sandstorm. All right, here we go. Blows ass. These are brand new pair of Globe shoes. What are you doing out here in this torrential rain? It looks like your umbrella's made out of rice paper. It ain't doing shit out here.
No, it ain't. It ain't doing nothing.
Is it wet enough for you?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
Good. Wet enough for you.
That's a classic news question. I love it.
That's the equivalent. Is it hot enough for you? Southern California.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mississippi.
Where?
I'm from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I just moved here a few weeks ago.
You just moved here. Welcome to Miami.
I'm
from here. This is normal. It happens like this every single day.
Damn. This is bad.
You're going to have to get used to this.
Yeah, I got to get used to this.
You got
to
get yourself a rain slicker.
Yeah, that's right.
They're just repeating each other.
Yeah.
Everything that they say.
It's hard.
What? I just moved here. You just moved here.
It's weird because it's so easy to understand with the microphone.
Why is your voice so high,
but you
Lightning?
Just yelling at
so crazy.
What's that?
Your voice.
Yeah, it is.
So
Sorry.
High.
Yelling at each other.
No, we couldn't tell that.
Sorry, I just hit you with the microphone. I just knocked you out with the microphone.
That's all right.
This is the deepest puddle I think I've walked in 10 years. All right, listen, I'm going to let you go because it just occurs to me I just walked 10 blocks for no reason.
Yeah, all right.
All right, brother, enjoy.
Okay, now.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Enjoy, by the way.
Sucks. Because everybody told us to go out and we can go for dinner. Now it's set, so no cap holding, so...
Listen, so where are you from?
Germany.
And did you not turn on the television to know that this storm was coming?
Yeah, but they told us if it's okay, we can go out for dinner. If it was 3 or 4 hours, so now we got pissed. We walked 10 blocks here, so we have 10 more blocks, so...
You got 10 blocks in this?
Yes.
Did you call them dumbasses?
Yeah,
they saw there was a hurricane and they went outside and they thought they could go to dinner anyway.
Who are these people who are out in this, A, but B, are willing to stand and be interviewed instead of getting inside where they're trying to go?
It sounds like they weren't standing.
They're not standing. We're hauling ass through puddles.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what drives me nuts?
Running alongside because you're doing Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. You know what drives me nuts is the foreigners that I speak to, they're all, to me, Ralph, just doing voices. I'm like, okay,
girl,
cut.
They told us we could go for dinner. Now it's 10 blocks, 2 or 3 hours.
I come back and I'm editing the tape, I think no one's gonna buy this. I don't think it's gonna be Ralph out there standing with me in the rain.
Oh, that's too bad. All right, where are you from?
Melbourne, Australia.
Wow, long way. What are you here for?
Just a party, and this is party time. Love getting out of bed.
That guy.
That's why Australians are the best.
They are awesome.
Yeah, they don't care.
Nothing phases them.
Nothing. No.
No. They.
I bet he barely had a jacket.
Where are you from?
Melbourne, Australia.
Wow, long way. What are you here for?
Just a party, and this is party time. Love getting out of bed.
Look at that. His attitude's all, oh, dude, I want to be that guy.
Just a party, and this is party time. Love getting out of bed.
You consider this weather party time?
This is awesome. Love it.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name?
Don Kroger. I'm from Holland.
Don Kroger.
Okay, now that is Ralph.
That's not a name. That's phlegm.
He and his family were just drenched. His whole family.
There was a hurricane going on.
Kicked his kids out into the rain.
These people were wet.
Lightning was shocked.
Wait, what?
These people,
what
just happened
drenched?
To you?
You're soaked. Well, you know, you think the guy, like, if he were just alone, he would go in the raid, but he's got his whole family. No, carts them all down the street.
All right, let's hear that name again one more time.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name?
Don Kroger. I'm from Holland.
And you're drenched from head to toe, much like myself.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. That's why we came to Miami for.
For the rain?
No, of course not.
And so when you left the hotel today, did you think, maybe I shouldn't go out because it's raining?
We came in late. We came from Naples. And we thought, well, it's a little thunderstorm. We know that from Holland. Yeah, and it goes away again. But I was up to my knees in water when I went out of the restaurant.
Well, welcome to summer in Miami.
Thank you very much.
Hey, how you doing? Is it wet enough out here for you?
You.
All right, good times in Miami.
Is it wet enough for you? That's the response that it should get, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
The same question when they ask in Southern California, is it hot enough for you? It should get an FU. That's basically it.
Chuck Henry, signing off. Paul, Colleen, back to you.
You see?
Look what Lightning did.
That's
there.
Funny.
See what you did there?
You were good once, Lightning.
Remember this.
Okay, I'm glad you guys liked that. Let's close the show out.
That was funny.
All right. What a good show today. I thought that was really good.
Action-packed.
Yeah.
You still rolling, Omar?
Yeah, I'm still
okay.
rolling.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Looked like you're doing some
I'm
stuff over
there. I'm
queuing
up the outro. Keep talking.
Oh, I see. Oh, keep talking.
Talking.
Okay. Well, you can email us at djomarcon@krock.com.
No, just omar@krock.com. That's it.
Lightning@krock.com.
King of Mexico, KRock.com. And if you want to Venmo me that quarter, go ahead. It's KRock.com. I got 75 cents.
And it's DJ OmarCon on that for me.
I got 75 cents. And I was like, boom.
Did it really?
Making money.
That's yeah.
I just want a good rating on iTunes.
Shout out to John.
There you go.
The B Team. Yeah. The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team. Baby.
Oh, I got to poop.
You didn't need to share that.
Oh, I thought we were done recording. Mics are off.
The mics are still on.
Oh. Edit that out.
Omar, the mics are still on. Bye, guys.